When you're meditating, you're developing all kinds of good qualities. The mindfulness that keeps you with the breath, keeps you remembering to stay with the breath. The alertness that helps you know what's going on. But you develop a lot of other good qualities as well. There's a list of four qualities that the Buddha said are the qualities of a good layperson. And they involve, one, giving of your time, giving of your energy. Okay, you give your energy to stay with the breath. You give up other things. The opportunity to go out on the internet, the opportunity to go watch TV, to text or whatever. You just put that aside. You're going to stay right here. And then there's satchat, the quality of truthfulness. Once you've made up your mind that this really is good, and it really is good, you've got to learn how to control your mind. And how else are you going to control it if you don't learn how to develop these good qualities? And so then you stick with it, through thick or through thin. When the meditation goes well, you stick with it. When it doesn't go well, you stick with it too. You don't give up saying, it's not going well today, and you just might as well give up and then leave. You leave that huge problem that you haven't faced down. You don't give yourself the time to figure out exactly what's wrong. And then you become a slave to your moods. So you have to be true to yourself, true to your best interests. Don't be a traitor to yourself. So this quality of truthfulness is something you also develop as you meditate. Then there's a quality of self-control, keeping your thoughts, words, and deeds under control so they don't go out and doing something reckless and rebellious. Because who's going to be cleaning up the mess afterwards? You've got to clean up the mess afterwards. If you don't clean it up now and maybe some other future lifetime, you've got messes to clean up. So you want to have some compassion for yourself. So you keep yourself under control. You know, if something is not good, you don't give rein to it. You don't give in to the unruliness of the mind. Our problem, most of us, is that instead of controlling ourselves, we want to control other people. We want to make sure that they don't say anything or do anything or think anything that we don't like. We have to turn around and look at yourself. You can't really control them, but you can control yourself. And yet, for most of us, we abandon control. We put things on automatic pilot, but we don't know who designed the automatic pilot. Was your greed designed the automatic pilot? Did your anger? You have to look at these things carefully. So that's why you have to be right here in the present moment to see exactly what's going on so you can exert some control. And then there's a quality of discernment, figuring out what's right and what's wrong, what's skillful and what's not. And your discernment develops a lot more effectively if you're staying right here, can be still right here, so you can see things clearly instead of just a blur that you run past. So as you're sitting here meditating, you're developing all kinds of good qualities. And this list of the four qualities of a good layperson, your truthfulness, your self-control, your generosity, your discernment. I mean, these things, of course, are good qualities for anybody to develop. But sometimes some people say, well, meditation, that's for monks and nuns. Well, no, it's for lay people too. After all, we all need to develop good qualities in our mind. And this is the most effective way of doing it. So as you're doing this, okay, keep in mind the fact that even when things are not going well, you're developing good qualities of mind. That way you can stick with it through thick and thin, and that way your meditation builds momentum and gets even better and better results. And those results spill out into the rest of your life. They don't just stay right here in the meditation hall. So always keep these thoughts in mind as you're meditating, whether things are going up or things are going down. The fact that you're here meditating is always a good thing.